Hey Mama, Jocelyn here with Positivity in Pregnancy and Motherhood, and I am looking forward to talking about when you're stressed out in pregnancy, which can happen quite frequently because everything can seem to fall behind. You can feel sick, you can feel tired, you can feel uncomfortable, miserable, overwhelmed, and as I mentioned, stressed out. And today I'm going to give you an easy and doable tip when you are feeling just stressed out and you need to cool it. You would like to let go of some of that stress. So thank you for joining. If you haven't given my podcast a rating and review on iTunes yet, I would really appreciate it if you would give this podcast a rating and review. That helps other moms find this podcast, and it really is like payment for doing this podcast. It is so fun to read your reviews. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. And we're going to jump into the episode. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, host of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast. I help pregnant women and mothers to find positivity in their season of life through changing their thoughts to work for them and not against them. I help mothers find the small, doable steps in thought and action without making drastic changes to their everyday mom life, and I can help you. Thanks for joining. I'm going to give you a little scenario that is not really pregnancy related, but I think you'll find the value in it, and you'll start to notice times in pregnancy when you are stressed out after you kind of hear this example. So I live in the more northern part of the United States, and we have winters here. And with winters bring snow, and with snow brings slick roads. And slick roads for driving is not ideal. Your tires can slip on the roads and you can slide off. If there is like a ditch or a canal, in winter they're not full of water. But nonetheless, they're still often by the roads. And every now and then, like, cars will slip into them, or you could crash into another car. There are so many things that can go wrong when the roads are slick, and it's not really an enjoyable time to be driving on the roads. Nonetheless, sometimes you have to. And I noticed that one winter in particular, I was driving on the highway, and these roads were so slick that I could only go like 30 or 40 miles an hour on a road that was typically 70 miles an hour. And it was like white knuckle, meaning I was gripping my steering wheel really tight, turning my knuckles white, and I was terrified. I was really scared, didn't want to slide off, didn't want to hit other cars, and I was like stressed out. What I also noticed during this time was that I was holding my breath. And I want you to pay attention to that when you're feeling stressed out in pregnancy, when there are thoughts or things or what have you that is stressing you out. I want you to think about what is happening with your breath. I noticed on that slick road that I was holding my breath. I was not breathing. And that happens when we get stressed out, is we forget to breathe. So if you want immediate relief when you are stressed out, start breathing. Breathing is something we do automatically, but it also is something we can tell ourselves to do with more intention. So there are many different types of breaths you could do when you're stressed out. If you just notice you're stressed out and you're holding your breath, just start by just breathing. Deep breaths. You can breathe in through the nose, out through the nose. You can breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. There is a lot of different ways to breathe. So I've listed a couple, but I also want to list a couple that you can do with counting. Counting and breathing can really just help slow things down, help you be able to breathe and think a little bit more clearly. I think if I would have taken a breath or two when I was on that highway, I would have realized that I was not going very fast. 35, 40, I mean, it's still enough that it can cause damage, But likely, unless something pretty crazy happened, likely it wouldn't have been a, like, deathly accident. Like, the most that probably would have happened is I would have rear-ended or slid off the road. But because I was so stressed in that situation, it was all worst-case scenarios. And I wasn't breathing and thinking clearly. Breathing can help you also to think clearly. A breath that I have learned lately that has been helping when I just have those moments of, oh my goodness, I'm a little stressed out. This is really happening. I'm going to labor and birth a baby. I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of stressed out. I'm not all the way ready, is what I have learned from, her name is Bridget Tyler, and she is a YouTuber who talks a lot about birth, and especially and specifically natural childbirth. And so I have been learning from her, and I will link her YouTube in the show notes. But anyway, and it's called the de-stressor breath. And she talks about training yourself with this de-stressor breath so that when you're in a stressed out situation like labor and delivery, you can go back to this breath. And it is so simple. It is breathe in for 4, breathe out for 6. And let me be more specific. You're actually supposed to breathe in your nose for 4, breathe out your mouth for 6. And so I want to have you actually practice a couple of those with me, because it's always nice to just go through it. And then when it comes up during your week, you can go back to it. So let's go in for 4, in your nose. Out for 6. In for 4. Out for 6. And utilizing things like the de-stressor breath can really help in these stressful moments when you just feel too much. You feel too much of the negative emotion. It's hard to find positivity because you're just drowning and you can't even hardly breathe in this stress. Breathe, mama, just breathe. Even just big breaths in and out. Another type of breathing that I've mentioned before on this podcast that I like, it's not really specific to pregnancy, but nonetheless it has helped me a lot in stressful moments, is to breathe in for 4, hold it for 7, and then release for 8. So we'll practice that a couple of times. So you'll breathe in for 4, hold it for 7, and release for 8. Just having these different breathing techniques in your back pocket, in your toolkit for when you're feeling stressed during pregnancy, will make a big difference. It is crazy how something as simple as intentionally breathing in different ways can de-stress you when you are feeling maximum stress. Take time to breathe when you are feeling that way. Take time to breathe deeply, to breathe intentionally, and to bring yourself back to a level that you can think again, that you can breathe again, and that you can remember that pregnancy is beautiful. Pregnancy is a gift that we as women are given. Sometimes it does not feel like a gift, and I have felt that. I have felt that it is uncomfortable, it is frustrating, it is hard, it is sickening, and it makes you tired, it almost changes who you feel like you are, and it can be debilitating, and all of those debilitations can lead to more stress. If you feel like you are heavy with that stress, and it feels, even with breathing, like it's a little hard to release and to get out of, I encourage you to check out my Morning Sickness mini course for mental health. What this course is it is videos, mini videos that encourage you in the areas of gratitude, changing the negative to the positive, and pregnancy-specific affirmations. It's called the morning sickness mini course because that's the time I specifically planned for it to be, is for those 6 or 7 weeks. For some unfortunate few, it's longer, but for those who deal with it during that time and really struggle with the positivity, but it won't just help then. It can help through your whole pregnancy and help you to find exercises and breathing techniques, like was mentioned today, that can help you de-stress, that can help you to find more positivity and less stress. If that interests you, it is the top link in the show notes. I encourage you to check it out. Look into it. Message me if you have any questions. I'd love to help you out because I know how hard pregnancy can be. I am currently pregnant with my 5th baby, and it has still had its ups and downs and been very hard. But something that has helped make it better is these tools in my mental toolkit that help me to de-stress simply without writing or doing anything to find more happiness, to find greater joy in pregnancy. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for implementing what you learn, and thank you for sharing it. You are amazing. You need you. Your children need you, and God needs you in these endeavors to strengthen your mindset, to de-stress when you are feeling maxed out, and to find more happiness and positivity in your life. I am here cheering you on. Until next time. Thank you for being a part of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast, for listening, for sharing, and most of all, for applying these tools into your own life to improve your own happiness so that you can find your own better thoughts for a better you in a positive pregnancy, in losing that stubborn baby weight, and becoming the mom you desire to be through taking small steps in thought and action to reach your goals. If you are a mother who has an inner desire to enjoy motherhood and pregnancy better, but you are having difficulty figuring it out, I can help you. I can help you find the small, doable steps without drastic changes to your everyday mom life. Reach out, let's connect, and let's see you move forward. My name is Jocelyn, and I thank you for listening. Until next time.